Hello, everybody. We are on the fly down at the Vintage Red Barn. It is a gorgeous afternoon here at Oshkosh in AirVenture 2012. Day one, Monday, a big day here. And we're down in Vintage at the Red Barn porch with H.G. Frouchy, Steve Krogh, Jeannie Hill. Shortly, I don't know, I think Jeff is hiding. Jeff Robeson, he may be hiding under the porch somewhere.
He might sneak in.
He was going to sneak in and talk to us this year. And also, we now have Dana Osmansky with us, and Dana was a very special part of this weekend. Steve, why don't you introduce Dana to us?
Very good. Dana has been a part of the Cub Club for a little over 2 years now, and a year ago when we came up with this harebrained idea of having all these cubs, Dana was a part of that, and she took the whole thing on and has been the backbone of the organization of this and the contacting of sponsors and arranging for food vendors, and has just done a tremendously good job with that, highly organized. So I can't say enough. She did 99.999% of the work. There were 84 others that did the rest of it, and I just stood back and watched. So.
Well, no, you didn't, buddy. Dana, I watched you all weekend, and you were in high gear all weekend long. And then I pulled up to your campsite yesterday, and there was a completely different Dana, totally stretched out on the lounger, going, a much deserved rest you had coming to you there.
The biggest problem was that with that was that I couldn't get up after a while. But it was a great weekend. I'm really proud of all the Cub pilots that took the time away from work and all of that just to be here to enjoy. I actually was just talking to one of the Cub pilots at the Cub booth, and he said that he was talking to folks that watched the Cubs come in on the flight line early that morning on Sunday with tears in their eyes. And I mean, just to hear that is really impressive that we did something like that. And it, you know, and everyone gathering in Hartford, I thought was really special. I obviously I'm very biased to the Hartford International Airport.
Hotel X-Tray.
Yeah, HXF International. And it was just such a treat to be able to be a part of it. And like Steve said, there were 85 volunteers that made this weekend happen. And we're very fortunate at our home airport that we have a very solid core group of people that were willing to put in 14, 16-hour days to make this event happen, and they did. And we have volunteers also from all over the country. Hey, coming in on Thursday, put me to work. And this community of aviation and enthusiasts, especially the Cub community, I think is real special.
Very good. And Dana and Steve, I wanted to come back from the segment and talk a little bit about the type clubs, because Vintage is a lot of Vintage is really about the clubs within Vintage. Tell us a little bit about that building that you run down there and what goes on there, and also a little bit about the Cub Club specifically, since it is a Cub year here at Oshkosh.
Jeff, since I'm a little bit biased, let me play politician and start to answering the last question first.
Well, you want to talk about Luscombe's first?
Yeah. What? Now, the Cub Club is headquartered, as you know, at Hartford, so it was only natural that we host the event there. And we've got the, from a runway standpoint, we've got the physical facilities there that are ideal for something like this, for tailwheel airplanes, especially Cubs. We've got a lot of grass, north, south, northwest, southeast grass runways, as well as hard surface. So physically it was perfect, and geographically it was near perfect because it was only a 40-minute flight then from Hartford on up to Oshkosh. And what was the second part?
Well, you also...
Oh, type clubs.
Well, and you also own one of the only Piper Cub flight schools in the country right there in Hartford.
5 years ago, we started a little club called the Cub Air Flight School, and we teach exclusively in J3 Cubs. We have three of them on the line. And we teach sport pilots, private pilots, tailwheel endorsements, and an amazing number of folks that have come out of the basically out of the woodwork or out of retirement in the last 5 years because they can now fly a Cub.
Light sport rule.
Light sport rule as a result, yeah. Now, as far as next door here, well, on the grounds, the Vintage organization is very definitely made up of a number of type clubs in support of these antique, classic, and contemporary aircraft. So the Vintage organization makes this large hangar building next door available to type clubs to come in and set up and share their technical information. This is the largest gathering in the country for those types of individuals or pilots that are looking for that type of information. We've got, I believe, 23 type clubs in the building right now, set up as of noon today. And when I left there to come over here, everything was going very well. Other than a tad on the warm side, everybody was very pleased with how things are going and the number of people that are coming through there to ask questions.
Well, that area, let's talk about that too. HG and I have talked about this over the last couple of years. What an improvement the new Type Club area is over the old tent that some people might remember who were here years ago.
First of all, it's got a floor. And right off the bat, that's a big improvement, not having the grass and the mud and funny water running through the place. So, but when that building was built, 4 years ago, it was built entirely with donations. None of the dues money went to build that building. So it was entirely donations and money we raised within the Friends of the Red Barn campaign, et cetera. And we've used it to host not only the type clubs, but also the workshop tent that used to be on the one side. Now there's a workshop area on the south side in a sound deadened room. And we're able to take care of our volunteers and do some of the administration functions that we have. Without having it scattered around the grounds or literally working out of somebody's trunk. We had to do that for a few years on administration. So it's a great facility. We're able to use it in a variety of ways. Of course, the most visible way is to host the type clubs. You know, all those type clubs are, in fact, individual organizations. They are not owned or operated by Vintage. They are their own organization, like the Cub Club, who have a specific interest in a particular airplane, and they want to make sure those airplanes are well taken care of and as much information is shared amongst their peers and with anybody who's interested. So they're really a great group of people to support, and if you have a particular airplane that you're interested in, that's the room to find out more about it.
Excellent. Well, we're coming up on a break here, and we do want to talk to Jeannie Hill about all the hospitality stuff and some of the history of this special area down here that we call Vintage, the Vintage area of Air Venture. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. We're on the fly down at the Vintage Red Barn on EAA Radio, AM 1210, 96.5 FM, and on the web at EARadio.net.